Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. But this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And good morning, and welcome to the Apostle Speaks. My name is Evangelist Hilda, and I am the co-pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. Today we have our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. She is the elder of the House of Manessa Christian Ministries. She brings a word from God every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So first, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the Apostle Speaks. Amen. So at this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory.
It is now time for our devotional message, which is entitled, A Channel of Blessings. Amen? A Channel of Blessings. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Acts chapter 20, verse 35. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Amen? Do you realize that God's blessings to you are not actually meant to end with you? His desire is that you share them with others. This principle applies to every area of your life, including the gift of salvation. What he teaches you and what he provides for you. The Lord graciously supplies what you need and even what you want. In order to fulfill his plans in your life and shine his light to others. The thought of giving to others may intimidate you somewhat because so many people have so many needs. But be assured, sharing your blessings with others will never lead to depravation. Especially when God is leading you. Amen? Now, on the contrary, giving to others makes you a channel of his unending flow of provision. In fact, the Lord promises to make all grace abound to you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. Amen. 2 Corinthians 9:8. He enriches you in response to your generosity. Therefore, be confident that you can never outgive the Lord. Demonstrate God's goodness in your life by meeting someone else's need. Don't let his generous provision end with you. Pass them on and discover the joy of his never-ending circle of blessings. To God be the glory. Jesus, lead me in sharing my blessings with others and being your loving representative. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this morning, a channel of blessings. Praise be to God. So at this time, I will, after the selection, come back with a word from the Lord. Unfortunately, our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins is still unable to be with us at this time. She's still in the hospital. Amen? So I will be bringing the word in her place this morning, because the Bible says in Romans 10:14-15 in the New King James Version, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed, and how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard, and how shall they hear without a preacher, and how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who brings glad tidings of good things. And after the selection, I will be back with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory.
I want you to put your mind and your focus on the Spirit of God. Allow His Spirit to come into your heart.
Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah.
worship you. We 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 worship you.
Yeshua.
Worship you.
Yeshua.
Worship you.
Yeshua.
Worship you.
Messiah.
Worship you.
Yeshua.
Worship you.
Yeshua.
Worship you.
Yeshua.
Worship you.
Messiah.
Worship you. We worship you.
Sing hallelujah, so awesome.
He's a sovereign God, so awesome.
Our Father, we are grateful that you wrote our names in the Lamb's Book of Life when we accepted Jesus as Savior. We pray that you will engrave your name on our hearts so indelibly that neither prosperity nor adversity shall ever move us from your love. Be to us a strong tower of defense and a comforter in tribulation. Guide us through the many temptations and dangers of this life by making us strong to resist evil and live victoriously in your strength. We bring gifts to you that were earned by abilities that you bestowed upon us out of the rich bounties of your grace. We bring these gifts to help further your work, since we can do collectively as a community of believers what we cannot do individually. Pour out your power on this church, granting us wisdom to use good judgment in the expending of funds. And may we receive a blessing as we give. We pray this in the Master's name. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 103, verses 15 through 22. That's Psalms 103, verses 15 through 22. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Amen. And it says, our days on earth are like grass, like wildflowers. We bloom and die. The wind blows and we are gone, as though we have never been here. But the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear him. His salvation extends to the children's children of those who are faithful to his covenant, of those who obey his commandments. The Lord has made the heavens his throne. From there he rules over everything. Praise the Lord, you angels, you mighty ones who carry out his plans, listening for each of his commands. Yes, praise the Lord, you armies of angels who serve him and do his will. Praise the Lord, everything he has created, everything and all his kingdom. Let all that I am praise the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. So here, everything, everywhere is to praise the Lord, all his angels and all his works. Praising God means remembering all he has done for us. Praising God, fearing him and obeying his commands and doing his will. Does your life praise the Lord? If not, now is the time to do so. Amen. Terms kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven were often on Jesus' lips. He used them interchangeably in the parables as recorded in the gospel. The ancient Jews were very careful about saying God less by pronouncing the name that might profane it. Even today, we hear some people pray, may heaven grant, when of course that means may God who is in heaven grant. The gospel of the kingdom was the very heart of the Lord's preaching. My text for this message is coming from Matthew 4:17, and it says, "From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" Amen? And my title for this message is, "What Jesus Preached About His Kingdom." So let's see what Jesus preached about his kingdom. Meaning of the kingdom of God. This is the meaning of the kingdom. Amen? The term kingdom of God is hard to define, not because it is obscure, but because it means so much. The term sometimes referred to God's providential rule over the universe. 1 Chronicles 29:11, Psalms 103:19. Often Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is like," and then he would tell a story to illustrate how God in his sovereign rule deals with humankind. Amen? Now, more specifically, the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, refers to God's reign through Christ in the hearts of persons. Christ is the king. Amen? He was prophesied by Isaiah in Isaiah 9:6-7. And he was proclaimed by the angels to Mary before his birth in Luke 1:32-33. And to the shepherds, Luke 2:9-11. Jesus proclaimed himself in the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Jesus deliberately fulfilled Zechariah 9:9, a passage the people understood to refer to the Messianic King. As Matthew's explained, "All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, 'Tell ye the daughters of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass and a coat, the foal of an ass.'" Matthew 21:4-5. Jesus claimed in John 18:33-38 himself as king before Pilate Amen? Jesus claimed himself as king following his resurrection. In Matthew 28:18, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Now, the kingdom of which Christ is king is a present reality, is coming, and will come. The kingdom is a present reality. People were being saved. John the Baptist preached in Matthew 3:2, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Hallelujah. In Mark 1:14-16, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." Hallelujah. In Luke 16 and 16, Jesus said the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presses into it. Amen. The kingdom of God is inner and spiritual rather than geographical or political. It is the reign of God through Christ in the hearts of persons. Jesus said in Luke 17, 20 through 21, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo, here, or lo, there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Jesus explained to Nicodemus in John 3 and 3, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The entrance to the kingdom is by the new birth. Jesus described the citizens of the kingdom, or as we now say, the Christians. In the Beatitudes in Matthew 5, 1 through 12, he said, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God is coming, my brothers and sisters. It grows by the sowing of the gospel seed under the leadership and power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Jesus' parable shows the vitality of the gospel. For example, the parable of the seed growing of itself in Mark's 4:26-29. As the soil and the seed were made for each other, so are the soul and the Savior. Amen. Praise be to God. The parable of the gospel feast, Luke 14:16-24. Shows that God has prepared salvation well. The invitation is extended to all. Now those who make excuses miss the feast. But God's house will be filled with guests. Amen? Now the parable of the wedding garment in Matthew 22:11-14, shows that one who comes must come on the king's terms. God provides the wedding garment of salvation by repentance and faith, and one does not enter the kingdom on his or her own terms. The kingdom will grow. The parable of the leaven in Matthew 13:33 shows that the kingdom will grow by one person witnessing to another person. Much like yeast gradually leaves dough. Jesus believed that the gospel would be preached to all nations in Matthew 28:18-20. The kingdom has come in so far as persons have accepted Jesus as king. It is coming as more and more persons enter the kingdom by salvation and obedience to Christ. To be in the kingdom is more important than anything else. Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Amen. In the parable of the treasure in the field, in Matthew 13:44, the man who found the treasure recognized that it was worth more than everything else he owned. Jesus is to be valued above all else. Greatness in the kingdom is on the basis of love, service, and faithfulness. You'll find that in Mark 10:35-45. There are no favorites in Christ's kingdom. He loves us all the same. The kingdom of God will come. It will come, my brothers and sisters. When we least expect it, it will come. The kingdom of God will come. The kingdom will be consummated when Jesus comes again at the end of the gospel age. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. Matthew 25:31-32. All persons who have ever lived, as well as those living when Christ returns, will appear before him. He will assign them to an eternal state as easy as a Palestine shepherd could separate sheep from goats. Eternal states, as well as rewards and punishment, will be made manifest. In Matthew 25:34, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. The kingdom in this verse refers to the blessings of the kingdom, such as heaven, the marriage feast of the Lamb, the New Jerusalem, eternal life in the heavenly home, all of the blessings God has in store for the redeemed. All else is temporal. Only the kingdom of God endures. The Apostle Paul summed up the consummation as follows in 1 Corinthians 15:24-25. Then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God. Even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and authority and power, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. And as I get ready to bring this message to a close, how short is man's life? And uncertain the flowers of the garden is commonly more choice and will last the longer for being sheltered by the garden wall and the gardener's care. But the flowers of the field to which life is here compare is not only withering in itself, but exposed to the cold blast and liable to be cropped and trod on by the beast of the field. Such is man. God considered this and pities him. Let him consider it himself. God's mercy is better than life, for it will outlive it. His righteousness, the truth of his promise, shall be upon children's children who tread in the footsteps of their forefathers' piety. Then shall mercy be preserved to them. He who made all, rules all, and both by a word of power. He disposes all persons and things to his own glory. There is a world of holy angels who are ever praising him. Let all his works praise him. Such would have been our constant delight if we had not been fallen creatures. Such it will in a measure become if we are born of God. Such it will be forever in heaven. Nor can we be perfectly happy till we can take undeserved pleasures in perfect obedience to the will of our God, and let the feeling of each redeemed heart be blessed. The Lord, O my soul. And my conclusion is this. Under God's rule in his kingdom, as responsible persons, we shall account for our lives. Basically, two questions will be asked at the judgment. Are you in the kingdom of which God is the king? What have you done for the king and for others in his name? The answer to the first question determines destiny. The answer to the second determines rewards. Now, in 1 Timothy 1 and 17, says, "Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen." And I hope and pray that this message this morning was a blessing to you as it is to me, what Jesus preached about his kingdom. Amen. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior, and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to do is to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen. And my benediction for this morning is coming from Jude 24 through 25. And it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And now it is time for our poetry. Our very own Barbara A. Amore is going to come with our poetry at this time, and we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. Good morning, Barbara. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
Blessed, thank you. Praise be to God.
Amen. All right. I'll be coming from my book, The Profundity of God, a spiritual anthology and poetry. And I'll be reading, God Guides Us with His Eye. See Psalm 32, verse 8. Yes, God guides us with his eye. I think it's our own directing. However, he knows the end before we even know the beginning. And all we can say is, I know. He guides us with his eye. God knows the pathway well. When we do try to do it on our own, it doesn't work too well. Sometimes we fail. Be grateful, be glad, and rejoice that God even thinks about us. He has many wonders to perform, and he can do them all without you or me.
Amen.
But God wants to use us. God knows I want to be used by God Almighty, me, a servant of the Lord. Yes. God can do all things, and he does all things exceptionally well. He guides us with his eye.
Mm-hmm.
Just be sensitive to his guidance. Don't ever be deceived. He's the king on the throne, and it's God we want to please. So in your trials, tribulations, situations, and strife, don't forget that Jesus has already paid the price. I ask, no, I beg you, don't be shy, surrender. Allow our Father God to guide you with his eye. You remember?
Mm-hmm. You still there?
That's it. Yes, ma'am.
I didn't know. I was waiting for more.
That's it.
Oh, that was beautiful. And that is so true. God does guide us with his eyes. No, wherever we are, whatever we're doing, God sees everything.
I know. That's everything. Right.
He's right there. We can't do anything in this lifetime or world without God knowing.
If you get a moment, read Psalm 32, as I suggested
Psalm
in the title.
32? Okay.
Psalm 32. He said in his word, that's what he does.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. So,
thank you.
You too. So at this time, I am going to close us out from this part of our program. And I like to give my speaker 15 minutes grace period. And after that, I will continue playing our inspirational music and maybe bring some devotional inspirations. Amen. So I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of The Apostle Speaks. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer following our very own Barbara A. Amore with our lesson in basic theology. So at this time, I will play Heaven's Doors.
Amen.
To close us out of this part of our program. Amen.
Amen.
Your grateful. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever. Amen.
Come on, give the Lord a praise number. He's worthy of our praise. Begin to worship His name today. The angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures bow before Him. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to your name.
Amen. Praise be to God. So this devotional quote is entitled Walking in Grace. Amen. And the scripture is coming from Psalms 118:17 in the NIV. And it says, I will not die, but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. I felt devastated seeing my 23-year-old daughter paralyzed from her eyelid to her toes. Oh, God. She's been diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome. A rare disorder that damages the sensor nerve myelin. Doctors in the intensive care unit recommended a treatment of intravenous immune globulin. My husband and I called friends, urging them to activate the prayer chain on Bethany's behalf. We slept fearfully in chairs beside Bethany's bed. The following morning, a nurse asked us to please send the people in the waiting room home. There are just too many of them, she explained. After taking the elevator down to the waiting room, we stood amazed at the crowd praying there. The sight of all those prayer warriors touched me. Tears stunned my eyes. We soon learned that prayer chains had been activated in congregations all over town. We thanked everyone for their prayers on Bethany's behalf. We explained that doctors, having diagnosed her condition, estimated she would be in intensive care for the next 3 to 6 weeks, followed by months of physical therapy. We had been warned that she might even be paralyzed, at least partially, for the rest of her life. But God had other plans. Bethany walked again in less than a week. The doctors were astonished. So were we. As she had no residual recital paralyzed, they did not see any reason to keep our daughter hospitalized. Remembering the Bible verse about the prayers of the righteous accomplish much, I could hardly wait to share the amazing news with our prayer warriors. The Lord had chosen to honor those earnest prayers with a miracle, and we are forever grateful. Lord, may I never grow weary of thanking you for your loving kindness, Shirley Ray Raymond. And if you want to go deeper into the scriptures, you can read John 5, 8 and 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Amen. So at this time, I will play another selection, and I will be back with another message. So right now, let us all say good morning to Father God.
Thank you. heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord, you greet us. He makes clouds rise from the earth, sending lightning with the rain, and Lord, you greet us. Greater than all, greater than all, your name endures forever.
Other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. The writer says, we stood on the sidewalk behind our 1864 Victorian. We had moved away from here a year ago. But this home, the home I still long to live in, had not sold in a week. Renters would move in. My adult son, Logan, had come to help me say goodbye. Are you okay, Mom? Logan asked, ready to go in. I was, and I wasn't. My husband, Lonnie, and I had moved our family across the Mississippi River to be near to where our boys would attend high school after years of homeschooling. Some days, I missed pirates sneaking down the stairwell in pursuit of treasure plastic gold. Other days, I ached for the shadow leaves in the sunbeams as they danced over old hard wood. I wanted to go home. We can come back tomorrow, Logan said. If you don't want to do this today, no, I said. We walked over the piano. As we opened the back door, the squeaky hinges welcomed us. We stepped over the threshold that held silent stories and layers of chipped paint. Sweetness from years of baking lingered. My son took my hand as we prayed. Through our home, through the memories of life, family, tears, and triumphs. I reached out to feel the smooth, curved wood of the banisters and the cool marble of the mantel. I watched light lavish on crystal, and I let the doorbell chime. I wiggled the loose tiles on the fireplace where the boys had hidden their $2 bills. I could almost hear my family there, but above it all, I heard my son's prayer. He thanked the Lord for our life there and asked that I'll be set free. Amen. Praise God. Lord, thank you for the prayers of the righteous. Shania Ellison. And to dig deeper, you can read Jeremiah 29 and 12 and 1 John 5 and 14. Praise be to God. So as I said, I will continue for the next 31 minutes to play inspirational music and read devotional messages.
And answer me. You said, did you lay the earth's foundation? You said, have you command of sky and sea? Lord, I have no words, and I don't deserve love is more than enough. like thunder. You said, are you clothed in majesty? You said, all of this is for your glory. You said, that the Lamb will cover me. Lord, I have no words, and I don't.
holy.
Holy.
His Holy Spirit.
Spirit.
You see.
Sustain.
Sustain me.
His Holy.
His Holy, Holy
Spirit.
Is all over me.
Sustaining me.
The spirit brings the water.
to God. God is sustaining me. Our next devotional message is coming from Acts chapter 20, verse 24 from the ESV Bible. And it says, "But I do not account my life of any value, nor as previous to myself, if only I may wish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." The writer says, "My 10-year-old daughter, Joella, asked me, 'You like vacation Bible school, right?' Seems like a simple question, but I struggled to answer. I thought about giving Joella the answer she wanted. Yes, it must certainly would have been the easiest reply. I had just finished facilitating a week of VBS for 350 children. Planning and the logistics alone had taken 6 months. And as an introvert, I found the hustle and bustle of VBS week itself really draining. I was emotionally and physically exhausted. And to be honest, I wasn't filled with enthusiasm and joy about VBS in that moment. But I also did not want to complain. So after a long pause, I settled with, 'It's a lot of work for me,' Joella's response took me by surprise. 'But you like seeing all the kids learn about Jesus?' Indeed, I really, really did. And in that moment, I was blessed with perspective. Of course, the importance of kids learning about Jesus is why I do this work. I love watching our VBS volunteers pour their time and faith into the children, and the children's enthusiastic responses to the gospel is incredibly rewarding. I know God has called me to this work, but when I grow weary, my focus can become clouded. So from time to time, I need to refocus, as we all do. And for this, perspective is a beautiful thing. I am so thankful to those around me who continually call me to focus on his perspective, just as Joella did on that potent summer day. Dear Lord, help me to be attentive to the voices of others, which help me focus on your perspective. May I continually heed your hand in my life through my focus on your will. Jolinden Strandberg. And to go deeper, you can read 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, 2 Corinthians 4, and Romans 15, 18 through 20. Amen. So again, at this time, I will play another selection.
long as you're here, I'm not afraid. I bless your name. I worship you. Lord, I come before your throne with thanks and praise.
I live for you.
I live for you. That I have said the Lord always before me. I bless your name. Lord, I worship you.
Oh,
hallelujah. Lord, I live for you. Forever I am yours. Your name, Lord, I worship you.
I worship you.
Oh, I
can. Lord, I come
with a heart of worship. A heart of worship. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. For I will look unto the altar and of my faith. Come on, let's take it higher.
I live for you.
I live for you.
For
I have said the Lord always before me. Because you are on my right hand, I shall not be moved. I bless your name. The Lord with me, somebody. Forever we love you. Forever we live to worship you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. I live for you.
In Psalms 42 and 9, and the NIV says, I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? The writer says, have you ever stumbled upon something valuable? I once did. On a summer afternoon, while walking in the woods with my dog, Matt,
I came to a small forest of birch trees. The sun was shining brightly through the branches, which were thick with leaves. Max saw a squirrel and bolted in pursuit. His leash flew out of my hand. Being nervous that Max might quickly vanish from sight, I ran a few steps, and suddenly my hair was caught on a low-hanging branch. It hurt. Also, I was stuck. Stopping to set myself free, I looked up and saw a canvas bag hanging from the trunk of the tree. There was no one around. I looked inside the bag. There, I found four small photo albums full of pictures of family gatherings, birthday parties, and scenes by a lake. I knew none of the people in the photographs. For the next few months, I placed ads in our local newspapers. Photo albums found in woods. Call me. No one ever responded. I don't know what it means, but I suspect someone was very unhappy. That the day they cast out their happy photos, they did not destroy them, but they sent them away. I should place another ad in the paper. God doesn't abandon us when we are sad or depressed. God is there in both our happy moments and when we're lonely. God is there. Be my friend today, Lord. John M. Sweeney. To dig deeper, Psalms 25:16. And Psalms 42:10-11. Amen. And that concludes our devotional messages, Walking in Grace. So at this time, I will play out the selection, All Belongs to You. So God bless you, everyone. Have a wonderful afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. If you have to go out, wear your mask and stay safe and keep your distance. Amen. We love you. Have a blessed weekend. Shalom, everyone. We love you.
Long.
Have a good one.
You too. Stay safe. Hugs and kisses.
Same to you. I will. Not going out in that hot sun, though. But I'll be joining the house.
Amen.
Amen.
Stay cool.
I will. You too. And All Belongs to You by the Wiki Tones.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.